With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to bring on Brian St. Pierre, the coach at St. John's Prep. And Coach, welcome to MSO, and how are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Before we get to current events here, I want to ask a little bit about preseason, Coach, and how things might have changed as you prepared for Fall 2, because at one point we didn't even know if we were going to have a Fall 2. So, you know, what changed before you had practice, and then how did that 2 weeks work out for you?
It was just such a unique situation. It's so strange. Usually you're in the heat of August, and everyone's coming from summer vacation, and this was so different. We're in the middle of school. It's February. There's snow banks and snow everywhere, and it was pretty chilly. So just the optics alone were weird. But once we got down to football, once we were able to do that, it felt like football again. So we're all grateful to be playing.
Yeah, I know. Once you get on the field, it has the old effect. Saw that in hockey as well. It was weird preseason, but once you're on the ice, you know, it looked almost normal. You guys got hit in a way by COVID when you were preparing for your first game. Tell me a little bit about how that played out. And I think you were notified on, what, Wednesday that the game had been canceled?
Yeah, we found out Wednesday after practice, basically, that Malden Catholic would have to be shut down due to a positive case from Peabody, who they scrimmaged the Saturday prior. So Marlin Catholic didn't have an issue. It was just kind of a 6 degrees of separation type deal that we've seen so much with the COVID. And so it was unfortunate. We hadn't played Marlin Catholic in the last couple of years. It was a rivalry game that was coming back. They were going to rejoin the Catholic Conference. We were excited to get that going. And after Wednesday practice, we found out we don't have a game. So then we had to scramble, and we found out Thursday we'd be playing St. Mary's Lynn, who was gracious enough to take the game because they were kind of in the same situation. So we just kind of changed course really quick. We didn't know anything about them, really. We swapped films, but didn't really have a true practice to prepare for them. But Coach Driscoll and his staff did a great job getting ready for us. The kids played really, really hard, and it was good to play. At least we got the game in. Kids got to play, get the season started.
Did you clear the bench in that game?
Yeah, we got everybody in. But, I mean, it was a 28-7 final, I believe. But they play hard. I think they'll do well in their division. But certainly it was a little bit of a mismatch.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello. Yeah. You mentioned, I saw you on a film somewhere, you mentioned something about game planning. And I know the smaller schools, you know, they have trouble game planning for other teams. How much do you game plan at your level with the prep?
We do a ton. It's a lot. It's a lot of individual time myself, and just kind of relaying it to the staff. I put it, you know, they all put a ton of time into it, but we only have so much time together. You know, we don't have, you know, the 3- and 4- and 5-hour meetings that you see at the college level, the professional level, and we don't have meeting time with the kids. So it's me really cramming and then relaying it to the staff. We'll have, you know, meetings pre-practice and after practice, short ones, just to kind of get on the same page, and then it's just about teaching. You know, at the end of the day, we're all teaching on the field, so that's what we're doing, and we're trying to get that across to the kids. And we're really young. We're a very new group. We graduated a lot. We lost a couple of kids due to football being canceled in the fall. They sought out opportunities elsewhere to play in Florida. So we're missing about 8 guys that would be starting for us right now. So we're very, very new.
So tell us about what you do have coming back and who your leaders are.
It starts with our captains. Colin Taylor is our best player. He's committed to go to Princeton for football. Defensive end, tight end. He's been a 3-year starter for us. He's definitely our best player. Grady McGowan is a 2-way player, linebacker, fullback for us as a captain. And Nick Barrett is our other captain, who's a 2-way starter, center and D-tackle. So starts with those guys. We have a smaller than normal senior class, so we're playing a lot of juniors and sophomores. Jackson Delaney on offense and Matt Mitchell on defense are probably our 2 best juniors, along with James Guy at running back. Those 3 juniors are best in that class, so in returning starters. So that really rounds out the returning starters. We have 6, I think, total.
Coach, what does this season mean for each game individually? I mean, when you start a season, you know, back in August, you've got 3-4 months to look ahead down the road, and you can improve every single week. You had 2 weeks to get ready for this one, and as you say, with some young kids. So how was your has your approach changed at all for this season?
It's really just been about trying to improve us. You know, we talk about it all the time, and we do. We preach it, and our players buy into it, that we don't really worry about the opponent. We worry about us and taking care of in-house stuff. And, you know, if we get ourselves to the point where we need to be, then we feel like we're going to be very competitive against everyone. You know, every year is different, but when you play in the Catholic Conference and you play the schedule we typically play, I mean, you can have a good team, and the record doesn't always, you know, show that at the end of the year because you play such great competition. But we believe that, you know, we have a process here. We believe in the process, and our kids take that to heart, and we just kind of try to worry about the controllables, which is our effort, our execution, and our attitude, and how we treat each other and how we become a team. And the last couple of years, we've done a really good job of that, and this team is working to do a good job as well.
Well, you have defending two-time Super Bowl champion. That's pretty cool. And of course, everybody looks to the prep in this area for sports excellence in everything. Coach, when you transitioned from your previous career to this one, and you know, you've succeeded at every level, and you teach the kids and they learn, they listen from you. Is there anything that you have learned from the kids over the years that maybe you weren't quite expecting or didn't know about when you came into this?
I don't know if I'm surprised by anything. It was great to see that these kids have no problem going to work. You know, my guys have every team I've coached, they're willing to roll up the sleeves and go to work, and they want to get better. They genuinely want to be coached, which was great to see. You know, you hear the horror stories of kids not being coachable and parents trying to get involved, this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate. I haven't had a lot of that here. I get kids that want to be coached and want to get better and want to put the work in, which has been very rewarding for me as a coach to see that. You know, that's how I was brought up, and the teams I played on at St. John's, we were like that. And I know a lot of people said things have changed a lot, and they have in some ways, but that hasn't changed here for us, and I'm happy about that. It's been nice to see that.
Great to hear that. I think we're in good hands with a lot of these kids as they lead to what's left of my future anyway. Coach,
I do too. I think to that point, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
I commend them so much for how they've handled this situation. I don't think I would have handled it as well as they had. These young kids have had a lot taken away from them, and instead of pouting about it and getting down and getting mad about it, they tried to be active about it the right way. They fought for their right with, you know, wanting to play, and I think they've handled themselves in a really exemplary way, and my hat's off to them for that.
Well, and mine to you as a coach, teacher, and educator, because what you guys are going through right now is certainly unprecedented, and to get this far and to continue to have success is just really something, you know, because you're taking care of these kids on the field as well as off the field. And as a parent and as a fan, I really, really appreciate that. And, Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate you for your 50th win. That's got to feel pretty good.
I didn't even know. I didn't think 50 wins was a thing. But I guess, you know.
It's high school, Coach. It's a thing.
I guess it's a thing. But
absolutely.
No, it speaks more to the staff I get to work with and the student athletes I get to coach. It's really a program-wide type of deal. We've had a lot of success recently, and it's been great to be a part of.
Excellent. Coach, finally, scouting report on BC High, your game tomorrow at 12:30.
They resemble my alma mater when I played at BC.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
They not only are the uniforms very similar, they look similar. They are huge. They're very veteran. I think they start 16 seniors. The other non-senior starters are juniors, so they're very veteran. They're huge across the board. I think the smallest guy on the line is 6'2", 255. He's the little guy. we got our hands full this week. We know that. They're big every year. They're talented every year. We've had a great deal of success against them recently, but it's a Catholic Conference battle. We know that. It's going to be a grind. We're young, so we're gonna grow up in a hurry one way or the other this Saturday, but it'll be great competition, great challenge for us.
That is Brian St. Pierre, the head coach at St. John's Prep Football.